Welcome, friends, to Inspirational Truths, a time for exploring truths from God's timeless book. My name is Todd Price. I believe that song and the message for today will be a blessing to each of you. So with that in mind, it is my privilege to introduce to you the founder of Inspirational Truths, my father, Tom Price.
Well, greetings, friends. My name is Tom Price, and I'm always happy to say it's Inspirational Truth time once again, and I greet you in the blessed name of Christ, my Savior. Oh, what a name that is. The only name, friend, given among men under heaven whereby we can and must be saved, and that is the name of Jesus. Oh, what a mighty God. What a mighty God He is, and how I love Him, how He loves you, friend, and how He wants you to become a follower of Him. Jesus said in the Word of God, Luke 19:10, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Listen, He came for you, He's coming to you, and He's calling you today to become a part of His own. Well, I'm glad that you're here, Debbie and I are excited about the program, about the song, about the message, and we trust that it is a blessing to you as you listen. Turn to the book of John's Gospel, chapter 10, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the book of Acts, Romans, book of John, chapter 10, and I'm going to look at a couple of verses there of that great passage of Scripture. Oh, how I love John chapter 10. How I love the book. How I love the book of John. What a wonderful, wonderful account of the gospel of Jesus Christ that it is, the life of Jesus Christ. It's not John's gospel, but it is the gospel of Jesus Christ according to John. And we're thankful the Holy Spirit inspired John the Beloved to write what he did. Well, you pray for me, would you, as you think about John chapter 10, and I want you to think about Jesus as the door. You know the Word of God tells us here that He came in through the door, and He says He is the door. But before I share the message, Debbie's got a song she's wanting to do. The title of it is, Who is This King? My, He's the King of Glory, is He not? You enjoy the song, and as soon as Debbie gets done with it, I'll be back with the message. John chapter 10, please pray, would you? I know you are, and by the way, I'm praying for you too.
In the town that's called Bethlehem, so many years ago, there was a king that was born. He was born in a stable low. But most did not realize what had taken place. This king had come down to enter the human race.
Come down to sit upon
great song and what a great question, friend. We must have the right answer. Do you know that? We must have the right answer. The Bible said there is a way that seemeth right unto man, and the end thereof the ways of death. And all, Jesus wants us to know Him. Jesus wants us to know Him. And that is, I believe, what part of John chapter 10 is all about. I'm going to begin reading verse 1 and read rather quickly and then share with you my text and then the message, as much as of it as I can in this allotted time that I had. The Word of God says this, verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto you. These are the words of Jesus. If you have a red letter Bible, you'll find that that the author and the printer of your Bible, the publisher of Bible, has chosen to put the words so that they might be highlighted of Jesus in red. And these words follow now the great miracle that we have record of in John chapter 9, the healing of the blind man. And oh, what a great healing that was. What a great miracle it was. And what a great opportunity it gave for Jesus to teach and get to the place to where He could provoke those Pharisees and Sadducees to see their real need. Now, I believe in many ways this is a continuation of what happened in chapter 10. And listen, He's picking something great up here. He said, I say unto you, he that entereth not in by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But, listen now, he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of him sheep. To him the porter openeth. Sheep hear his voice, he calleth his own sheep by name, and he leadeth them out. When he putteth forth his own sheep, he goeth before them. The sheep follow him, for they hear his voice. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. This parable spake Jesus unto them, but they understood not what things which he spake unto them. Now watch this. Then Jesus saying unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. Watch this. All that ever came before me or preceded me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door, he said, for the second time. One of the great I am statements of our Lord Jesus Christ that John records. Let me say it again, verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved and shall go in and out and find pastor. Now watch this. He said back up in the early part of this, he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep in verse 2. But in verses 7 and 9, he said, I am the door. Now, let me ask you a question. How can Jesus enter in by a door and still be the door? Have you ever thought about this? Now, look, I want you to know there's preaching all over the place here in John chapter 10. There's such wonderful truth recorded here in John chapter 10. Man, I believe it's inexhaustible. I'm telling you what's truth. I believe there are message after message, truth after truth that's in this little passage of Scripture that's a big passage of Scripture that I just read from your hearing. But I want to emphasize something that God has laid on my heart. Look, friend, hey, do we really follow the right one? Do we know that Christ Jesus, that virgin-born Son of Mary, the only begotten Son of God, do we know that He's the real thing? Can we trust Him? And that's what I want to talk to you about today. I want to talk to you about Jesus is the real thing. Jesus is the real thing. I believe maybe the Coca-Cola made some kind of a bunch of money on the fact that stating that Coke's the real thing. You remember that? I mean, Coca-Cola, it's the real thing. Well, I want you to know something, friend. Listen, that Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, is the real thing. He is the Yeshua HaMashiach. He is the great I am that I am. He is Emmanuel. He is God manifest in the flesh. And you say, how do you know that, preacher? Well, I want you to know something. Jesus Christ Himself, who said, I am the door. And if you're lost, if you want to go to heaven, you got to go through Him. We're living in a day. It's a sad day. It's a strange day. It's an amazing day, is it not? A lot of people, even some, quote, Christians, unquote, believe that there are many ways to God. But I'm here to tell you, friend, this old fashion, fundamental preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ will tell you without apology, will tell you unequivocally, will tell you clearly and repetitively that there is one way to heaven, and Jesus said, I'm it. He said, I'm the door, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life. I'm telling you, friend, all of us can get there. All of us can go to heaven. All of us can approach the Father, but we've got to come through the door. Thank God there's only one. There's only one Savior. There's only one Son of God. There's only one way to heaven, and Jesus said, I'm it, friend, I'm it. Now you may say, I don't like that kind of preaching. Well, if you don't listen, I feel sorry for you. I know I'm not the best preacher in the world, but I'll tell you what, I've got the best message in the world. Could somebody say amen right there? Listen, friend. Jesus had credentials. I mean to tell you, listen, He had undeniable credentials. I thought about titling this message on the authenticity of Christ. Isn't that a great word? I love trying to say it. I thought about preaching on the the authenticity of Christ. Isn't that a great word? It really is. Although I messed it up, but nonetheless, I got it right. The authenticity of Jesus Christ. Hey, friend, He's the real thing. You can count on Him. You can trust in Him. You can rest in Him. You can take Him in. And one of these days, by the grace of God, He'll take you out of this place and up to the place that He's gone to prepare. Jesus said, listen. Listen, He said, if anybody, He said, anybody enters in another way into the sheepfold, he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep, and those that enter in by another way, they climbeth over. He said in verse 1, the same as a thief and a robber. There had been some false Christ came in before Him. Do you all realize that? There had been other uprisings. I mean, tell you, they'd look for Messiah. They still are looking for Messiah. The nation of Israel is. There have been false Christs from a long time ago and still are today. The newest false Christ, if you will, is the New Age movement that says we're all, quote, little Christ, unquote. Isn't that amazing, friend? How, when you don't know the truth, you'll latch on to any lie that there is. But Jesus said, listen, I am the door that if you enter in, you can be saved. You can go in and out and find green pasture, or you can be satisfied. You can be that sheep that's saved by the good shepherd, that's kept and fed by the great shepherd, and that will become to take home by the chief shepherd. Hey, friend, I'll tell you, I'm talking about the real thing, Jesus. Is the real thing. There had been people that tried to get in some other way. They came in through a lie. They came in through their own testimony or the testimony of another. But let me tell you something. Jesus is the real thing. You say, how do you know that, preacher? Well, I'm going to tell you, He was the right person, born at the right time, born at the right place, doing the right thing, attended by the right signs. I want you to know, friend, that Jesus is the real thing. We don't have to guess about it. We just don't have to hope that it's true, but I want you to know the door that Jesus came through. I proved His authenticity. Do you hear me? I mean to tell you, His credentials that He carried, the word that He spoke, the work that He did, the life that He lived, the light that He was, proved without a doubt that He was the Son of God. And all the prophecies, those prophets of old, friend, that wrote a millennial ago, do you know how? This man by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth fulfilled them all. Now, I'm not going to get this preached today as you might imagine, but I hope enough has said, friend, listen, if you're saved, to have something stirring in your heart long about the fifth rib down on your left side, bless God, it's just stirring and you're sitting there thinking, amen, preacher, glory, hallelujah, preacher, I know the real thing. And if you're not saved, I pray that the power of the Word of God and the working of the Holy Spirit coming together in your heart and in your mind says, hey, you need to listen to the Word. word that this old country preacher has for you today. There's undeniable evidence, friend, that Jesus was who He said He was. Do you know there was a man that said out of all of the prophecies of the Old Testament that spoke of the first coming of Christ. And there may be as many as 318 prophecies that spoke about the first coming of Christ. And all of them, by the way, all of them have been fulfilled. But this man said, listen, if we only take, if I remember correctly, 18 of them, and we began to think about the statistics of probability whether or not one man could fulfill that number of prophecies. Listen, the number, the mathematical number is astronomical. Oh, listen, Jesus had to be who He claimed to be, or else He was the biggest fool that this world has ever known. Have that mathematician, that statistical, that man of statistical knowledge said this. He said, listen, if you were just to fulfill one of those prophecies that that Jesus fulfilled, if there were only 18 of them, he said, it'd be like taking silver dollars, placing them all over the state of Texas up to about 3 inches high. You take one of those silver dollars and paint it red, put a blindfold on a man and send him walking and expect him to find that one silver dollar out of all of those others at the first one that he picked up. Hey, friend, what is glory, hallelujah. What is impossible with man is possible with God. But Jesus said, listen, I have entered in by the door, but he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. You say, what door did he enter in through, preacher? Well, thank God, listen, he was legal, he came in legally. What do you mean? Well, he came in fulfilling the Word of God. Might you ever read the book of Matthew and note the number of times that Matthew, this man of God, this converted tax collector, who was a Jew himself, chosen by God to write a gospel to the Jew. Do you ever count the number of times that Matthew said this was written, that it might be fulfilled? This was spoken that the Word of God might be fulfilled. I'm here to tell you, friend, listen, he came in legally. He didn't climb up some odd way. He didn't try to sneak in. Thank God he came in boldly. He came in upright. He came in, bless God, according to the Word of God. He came in according to that spoken of. I'm that great shepherd. I'm that door of the sheep. He came in under the law. That's what the Word of God said. And all in the book of Galatians, He said, when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. In the book of Matthew chapter 5, and I believe it is verse 17, although I'm not looking at it, Jesus said, I came not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. We find in the book of Luke's Gospel chapter 3 or chapter 4, and as His custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. I'm telling you, listen, he kept Pentecost. He kept Passover. He kept Tabernacle. He kept Sabbath. I mean to tell you, listen, he tithed. He fasted. He did all that the law required. All that the law commanded. I'm telling you, friend, listen, he came in under the law and he kept it and he fulfilled it. He brought it to its end. And that's one of the things that Jesus was referring to in John 19:31 when He said, it is finished. Hey, Jesus is the end of the law to every one of those that believe. He not only came in under the law, but He came in the lineage of David. In Matthew 1:1, the Word of God says this, the book of the generation of Jesus Christ. Now watch this, the Son of David. Over in the book of Luke chapter 1. Oh, I don't know what verse it is, maybe along about verse 32. Gabriel the angel said to Mary, and he shall sit upon the throne of his father David. I'm telling you, we find in other places a reference to the fact that Jesus Christ was of the tribe of Judah and of the lineage of David. Hey, I want you to know, this man to the name of Jesus who claimed to be the door came in through the door. He not only came in the lineage of David, but he came in the town of Bethlehem. Ah, his mommy and daddy were from Nazareth. But when he came time, thank God, for God's only begotten Son to be born, Mary's virgin born, God had said to the prophet Micah, you tell that tribe, that place, you tell the tribe of Ephrata, and you tell that place of Ephrata, that city of Bethlehem, that no mean city, you let them know that out of them is going to come He that came out of eternity. Amen, amen. In thou Bethlehem of Euphrates. And you know what the Bible tells us in Luke chapter 2? In the days of Caesar Augustus, there went out a decree that all the world should be taxed. And old Joseph loaded up his pregnant wife, Mary, took her south. Bless God. Took her from Galilee to Nazareth. To Bethlehem. Not Nazareth, but to Bethlehem. And that's where, thank God, that's where Mary's virgin-born son, hallelujah, was birthed. Isn't that amazing? Listen, he not only came in Bethlehem, but thank God he came in born of a virgin. Thank God, seed of a woman. That's what the first evangelium says in the book of Genesis 3:15, when God said to Eve, after that she had sinned, listen, He was given actually a curse to Satan. He said, listen, the seed of the woman, buddy, will bruise your head, although you'll bruise his heel. Actually, it means to crush him. I'm telling you, Isaiah began to prophesy and said, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bring forth a son. You know what they called him over in the book of Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, thank God, Gabriel said to Joseph, his stepfather, thou shalt call his name Emmanuel. You say, preacher, I don't see the word Emmanuel used for him throughout the New Testament. No, you don't. But only God can walk on water. Only God can raise the dead. Only God can speed up what nature and time does in turning water into wine. Only God, bless God, I can take 5 loaves and 2 fishes and do miraculous things. Only God can open blind eyes. Only God can raise the dead. I'm telling you, He was God manifest in the flesh. Hey, listen, the Word of God tells us, unto you a child shall be given, unto you a son shall be given, unto you a child shall be born. He came in born of a virgin. I'm the only begotten Son of God, the virgin born Son of Mary. He came in, friend, as a son and as a child. Isn't that wonderful? And He came in as the stem of Jesse. According to Isaiah 11:1, boy, the time Jesus got to this Mother Earth, or to not Mother Earth, to this planet Earth. Do you know why? The royalty of David was scarce to find. Oh, look, I mean to tell you that his descendant Joseph and Mary, they were carpenters. They weren't high up on the totem pole of economic stability and social recognition. God know what He would do, what He was doing with His son. He not only came in, friend, as a stem of Jesse, He came in to be crucified. According to Psalm 22, where it said, they pierced my hands and my feet. And if you read any of the accounts of the books, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you'll find, and John, that there they crucified Him. He came came in as a sinner substitute. Isaiah 53:6 says that God laid on Him my sin, your sin, and the sin of all the world. Hey, I'm here to tell you, friend, the Word of God tells us who this man Jesus is. And He said, I am the door. But I came in by the door. He's the real thing, friend. He's the real thing. He came in to seek and to save that which is lost. He came in to give you access to God the Father. He came in to forgive you of your sins. He came in to make you a new creature in Christ. He came in to birth you from above. He came in, bless God, to make you a new creature in Him. Will you turn to Him today? Oh, sinner friend, run to Him now. Bow your head, humble your heart. Say, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. God, save me for Christ's sake. I believe that You died for me. And I believe that I can live by the grace of God through You. I believe today, Father, that if I'll call on You, You'll save me. That's what God said. Call on Him right now, sir. Call on Him right now, ma'am. The Bible said if you believe that God has raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Well, look right and let me know that you trusted Him, would you? Hey, He's the real thing. Thanks for tuning in. Until the next time.
You are my Savior.
Thank you, friend, for listening to Inspirational Truths today. It is our prayer that the message and the song has been a blessing to your soul and has in some way ministered to your heart. We hope that you will make plans to join us every week at this same time. If you have a special request that you would like us to know about, please feel free to write us and we will be sure to pray about your request, whatever it is. If you'd like to contact us, our address is Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. That's Inspirational Truths, P.O. Box 10004, Charleston, West Virginia, 25357. We're on the web at TOMANDDEBBIE at inspirationaltruths.com. That's Tom and Debbie at inspirationaltruths.com. Remember, friend, this is a work of faith. We need both your prayers and your listening ears. Now, until the next time, it is our prayer that God will richly bless both you and yours.